Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
The public's been killing the books.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
On The Score. Score.
I think Hawk was right about that. We can't live without Joe Ostrowski, and that is why he joins us now here on Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody to get us ready for the weekend of wagertainment. There's a lot happening. Joe, I actually want to start with what was a fairly boring college football slate last week. Well, that script has been flipped. There are some exciting games. What do you think of the weekend?
Yeah, we do have a couple of exciting ones. Miami, South Florida, surprisingly, jumps out as one. Tennessee, Georgia for some SEC action. That's a couple. Let's start with the Miami one. So South Florida has kind of been like the Cinderella story. We're just a couple of games in, but people are talking about them. You take down Boise and now Florida. Well, they're betting Miami. I think they're saying it's going to be a dose of reality. I would agree with that idea. The public is betting South Florida. I would be on the Miami side just with the talent difference there. 17.5 point spread there. Tennessee, Georgia. The bookmakers are saying everybody's betting Tennessee. The public, the sharp guys are betting Tennessee at home as a dog against Georgia. And neither team has played anybody, so sometimes that's a challenge at this point in the season. But Gunnar Stockton been anything but impressive so far. So I think they're betting against Georgia on the road. And the most popular bet I saw this morning over at BetMGM, the entire slate, all the games, Oregon. -28 against Northwestern.
I am completely with that. I am putting my money on Oregon, my actual personal funds on Oregon. I believe they will win by at least 30 points.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Okay, Joe. Tell me something I don't know, Joe.
Okay. When I see this on the schedule, it just makes me think 9 a.m. body clocks. Evanston, like we see once in a while, just slow starts, maybe a lower scoring game. I'm not saying that you should be scared about Northwestern. That is not what I'm saying at all. The twos and threes on the Ducks will probably crush the Wildcats, but sometimes take it for granted. Maybe they don't show up.
The twos and threes.
The way you laid that out, like second half, will those points continue to pile up? That's really what you're saying, right?
Yeah, so I guess I'm giving you more confidence in your wager, right? Mm.
Yeah, no, I like that. Specifically, when you're looking at the slate and that Tennessee-Georgia matchup, I feel like we're going to learn a lot about the SEC as a conference in that game, even though they haven't played anybody yet. The winner of that game would seem to be to have pole position of some sort.
Yeah, for right now, but you know how it goes. They're all going to play each other. They're all going to have a million ranked games. I'm keeping an eye on Oklahoma. They look good early on. The schedule is soft until they really get into conference play later on. But, you know, if they take down Auburn next week, I believe it is, they could easily have a 5-0 start and maybe the favorite for the Heisman.
Oh.
I also think, Joe, this is a good time to point out now that it is a very likely scenario that a 3-loss team not only makes the playoff but advances. Like that's something I think we need to wrap our heads around, is the concept of not even just 1 or 2 losses, but a 3-loss team.
Yeah. When you have the mega conferences and you have tough games every week, nobody wanted to hear it last year when it was Alabama, right? People were laughing at Alabama. Okay, they're out. No, 3 losses, you're officially out. But yeah, maybe we're going to end up having those conversations because there's going to be some really good 3-loss teams, especially in the SEC.
I want to talk about last night, Joe, because Packers were like, is this for real? The Commanders are actually supposed to be a good team. I'm starting to believe in the Green Bay Packers, and now I'm looking at the futures market and everything else.
Yeah, so does everybody else. I mean, this is overreaction week, and what we are seeing on Green Bay It's like they're saying, okay, it's over. Green Bay Packers. They are now the best team, according to the betting market, in the NFC. They're the favorite over the Eagles. They have leapfrogged the Eagles at least momentarily. That could change after, of course, Philly's game up against Kansas City. They are now the third favorite for the Super Bowl. Third favorite. They have shorter odds than Philly and Kansas City. And Jordan Love is the third favorite for the MVP.
What?
It's Josh Allen, stop. Lamar Jackson, and Jordan Love. That's where we're at. I'm like, come on. This is going to go haywire at some point. But look, if you go... We're going off of last year for the most part as we're figuring these teams out. Week one, the Lions, expected to be one of the best teams in the NFC. We'll learn a lot more coming up this Sunday. And then you take down the Commanders, another team that was supposed to be a contender in the NFC. We'll see if they are. Two of the better offenses in the league last year. It's been super impressive. They get Cleveland next week. Their record is going to be very strong when we're sitting halfway through the season. I don't agree with them being the third favorite for the Super Bowl, but people are not sitting back and waiting and see how it works out with Parsons. They're acting immediately, and they think the Packers are in that elite group.
Yeah, well, they have looked good. I'm not ready to put them in the Super Bowl by any means. Joe, the Bears are at the Lions this weekend. What are you thinking about that game?
So before the Bears game on Monday, the line was Detroit favored by 4.5. And then they watched the Bears game, and now the Lions are favored by 6, 6.5.
Yeah, of course.
Uh-huh. Yes. So, I understand where they're coming from as far as that goes. Look, I think a lot of people are looking nationally, I'm talking about. They're looking at this Detroit team and saying, okay, they can't be that bad. We've seen what they've done over the last couple of years. This is the ultimate bounce back. They play well at home. Indoor climate for Jared Goff. This is going to be a different team. I have had my questions about Detroit all offseason, and I have not wavered on that. I don't know if John Morton is any good at his job, if he can replace Ben Johnson as the offensive coordinator. We have questions on the defensive side. You guys were just talking about the turnover on the offensive line for Detroit as well, an offensive line that was considered, you know, easily top three, maybe the best in the NFL over the last few years. No run game to speak of. Everything on that Lions offense goes through the run. They couldn't get it going last week. 2.1 yards per carry. So now they're favored by 6, 6.5. And this is a team. We've seen it in the past when Justin Fields was here. They've struggled with mobile quarterbacks. And Caleb looks to be that dude so far. Maybe a little bit more than I was expecting. I think the Bears can hang, but I understand why people are saying, no, I trust the Lions to bounce back, but you're talking to someone that has a lot of questions about Detroit. Now, we'll see what the final injury report is, but getting 6.5 points in a divisional matchup when it looked like the Bears were going to take out the Vikings, I would look to the Bears side this week.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Our segment with Joe Ostrowski is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. And we did get this update, just so you're aware. Joe, Lions coach Dan Campbell, this is from Brad Biggs, told reporters in Detroit that left tackle Taylor Decker will miss his third consecutive day of practice today. Mm-hmm. Campbell said, quote, he'll be ready as long as it feels right. So that could possibly be a game-time decision.
Give me the Lions 0-2, please. I want to see his reaction then, him at the podium.
Ah, man. Yeah.
With that same reporter asking him the questions, I have more questions for you, Mr. Campbell, if I may.
Yeah, especially if the Bears' defense shows up. And I'm interested in, you talked about the game in the at large, but I was wondering inside the game, whether it's the over-under or some of the props maybe that interest you from that contest.
Yeah, so far this year with our small sample size of 1 week and a game, it has been about the unders, guys. 13-4 to the unders. It's been low scoring. The Bears-Vikings was one of the few overs. It's been a lot of primetime games that have gone over. Of course, Sunday Night Football, that awesome Bills-Ravens game, that went over the total. But it's been low scoring to start. The way this game sets up, I would, in the controlled environment, I would lean on the higher scoring side of things. I could see it going back and forth.
Not just your belief in Caleb Williams and to throw for 300 yards? No?
I'm not. You calling that?
No, I'm not. I just okay. Just throwing the bait out there for you.
I think you did
talking
say...
Talking a lot, yeah. You've made a lot of points.
You did say 4,000 yards, though, didn't you, Marshall? I can't remember. Yeah, what are our predictions?
It's 234 game. Yes. He will average that over the course of a season as long as he stays healthy.
Okay.
That's what I said, Joe. That's what I said. They're giving me grief about that.
It's Marshall math.
He should get there.
Thank you.
You don't sound that confident.
You didn't sound very confident when you said that.
Should get there. No, I don't. Can we just go off the script the entire game? Then we're going to get there. We're going to get to 4,000, 5,000.
Script the hell out of that thing, man. Just yes. Script. Anything else you're hot for in the NFL, Joe?
As far as the Bears, you know, Zacchaeus, 7 targets last week. His receptions number is 2.5. So I think that's certainly a fair look. Chiefs. Eagles, everyone's going to be watching this late afternoon on Sunday. 69th home start for Patrick Mahomes.
Nice.
As of right now, it would be the second time he's an underdog. The Eagles are actually favored in this game. I was not all that impressed with them. Another change at OC. I didn't love it. They went to Hurts in the legs every time. They needed something against Dallas. I would look to the Chiefs side in this one. And the most popular bet, they're all taking the Eagles. Everybody's betting the Eagles this week. So that jumps out for sure.
They should have Jalen Carter. So I think that's going to change it quite a bit for them.
Yeah. We'll see. Chiefs at Arrowhead. I kind of throw out the Brazil game. I don't put too much into it. But yeah, I thought that was funny with the NFL. Oh, wait, he served his suspension. Yeah. One of the biggest games of the year, of course, you're going to make sure that he's available there. Jacksonville, +3.5 at Cincinnati. The Bengals should have lost last week. They always have slow starts. I think it continues there. And I like Pittsburgh defense to bounce back. They're favored by 3 against Seattle. Give me Tomlin against Sam Darnold every single time.
That means the Steelers start 2-0, too, and that is significant.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm getting way too close.
That's money in the bank.
Third of the way to Mark Grody's total for the season, because he's talking about 6 wins for the Steelers. Like, okay, Mark, be as disrespectful as you want to Mike Tomlin. I hate to switch gears.
No, it's Aaron Rodgers I was being disrespectful towards.
I just have one more question about baseball futures, because I did put good money, solid money, first half of the season on Cal Raleigh. Where are we at with that AL MVP race?
Oh, AL MVP. See, that's what's so interesting. So Schwarber, he's past the 50 mark, and you just look at it and you see these guys that have hit so many bombs this year, and right now neither of them are favored to win the MVP. Schwarber basically has no chance on the National League side, but the one that you care about over on the AL side, I think it's going to be close, but right now the favorite is still Judge.
Okay.
But it's probably going to be a very close vote. Yeah, it's going bigger and bigger. It's Judge -450, Raleigh +350. Let's see how many he ends up with, how many bombs at the end of the season. I think Raleigh has a chance, but right now the market is thinking Judge.
Well, Joe, we appreciate all of the discussion and wagertainment, and I think a mini counseling session at some point during the plot twist of this segment. But Joe, thanks so much for being a part of it as always.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
That was Joe Ostrowski getting us ready. And by the way, Joe hosts BetMGM Game Day Sunday, 7 to 10 a.m. right here on 670 The Score, getting you ready for your NFL Sunday. And Bet Sweats weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the BetMGM Network.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.